Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Well, aloha. Hello, it's Dave Behar, the Dave Behar Show, happy, styling, fresh, positive, collaborative day in the neighborhood to you, wherever you may be. It's great to be with you today, no matter what device you're listening in on, watching, screen you're watching, office, home, out and about. What do you have your eye on? Today's Dave Behar Show is broadcast, of course, live worldwide on ION, the network of champions, which channels in 25,000 plus cities in North America. And on Healthy Life Network with 65 syndicated distribution channels. And yes, we are brought to you by the National Pizza League, the Student Entrepreneur Academy, SEA, and Give Front, because giving back may be too late. It's time to give front. I also want to mention up and coming is the National Bartender League, and that's going to be really fun for those adult beverage aficionados. So the Dave Behar Show and other fresh shows on demand and downloadable and embeddable are all original positive news features and original programs available and shareable on almost all devices on the distribution channels. Findable, of course, in cars, on laptops, of course, over the tops, desktops, hand tops. Yeah, those smartwatches, even though it's a little too small of a screen for me. But, and of course, OTT, over the tops, desktops, hand tops. Well, we already said hand tops, of course, but hands, arms, legs, heads, office, kitchen, bedrooms, bathrooms, showers, and wherever you are, we're doing it together as we reach a growing audience in 130 countries. So just remember, my fellow Aztec alum fans, family, friends, and athletes, entrepreneurs, and, of course, iInfluencers, whether it be your personal brand or brand out in the marketplace, wherever you are headed, you may not need an audience of a billion or even a million to be successful. Possibly no need for social media or AI. Of course, I'd be questioned about that. And we can explain another time and discuss. You just need an audience and a market that embraces the product that you are delivering and what it is that you are disrupting, selling to, or exiting to. And it's just that simple. Of course, a loving family, mate, and or set of friends, coworkers who are on board with you and share or support your vision. And if not, well, it's a lonelier journey, and we do have choices. But either way, I dig you, and let's share some virtual love today. So as you know, you can always spam me at dave@ions.com. That's D-A-V-E at I-O-N-S.com, 2 4-letter words. And you can give me your thoughts and certainly take a listen at the Dave Behar Show archives or, of course, that's on ION and other places at any of the platforms earlier mentioned. And you can also check out segments. I interview shows on the Next Generation ION Network, the Network of Champions, and search on your local ION channel. Heck, you can even connect with ION to upload and distribute your own video or show. And, of course, rely on ION for that. Okay, so pick up a chair, sit on the floor, admission's free, pay at the door. Actually, I should probably catch myself because that's what I used to say and want, but what I really want is for you to make sure you are spending less time in a chair and being on your feet, preferably exercising. And so you can listen to the show while working out, or maybe you are right now, or you're on your way to a great workout, or to the beach, or just watch or listen in bed after you have done whatever you do in bed. But most of you know that I want to kind of start to talk about Ion a little bit more about, as you know, I'm the founder, and yes, in the 20th century, brand was founded, and long before folks started ripping off our work, our brand, etc., and many would be reluctant to share their story. After all, there's some tough love in it. However, the Ion story is part of media history, and many of my experiences are full of fascination. Of course, industry innovation, disruption, and the story, while there is personality and personal stories baked in, includes folks who have ripped off the intellectual property I created over the years. And one company particularly spent close to $10 million defending themselves after they were brought, before they thought we were too small to sue them. Of course, they were wrong, and that is way after the multiple other times. You see, as I learned through our attorneys, long after other instances of being ripped off in my action sports and beach volleyball days, was that people and companies rip off good things, not bad. And just like getting your house broken into, they're only looking for the good stuff. But either way, they're thieves. So that said, of course, we're groaning, why even bring those things up? But kind of have an announcement to make. And you're hearing it first on the Dave Behar Show, yet not going to provide a lot of details or being okay with press passion covering this yet. As the ink is barely dry, and we can drill down later on the particulars. So I've been approached by some extremely talented folks, perhaps more talented than me. Imagine that. But anyway, and I've reached an agreement to open up my life on several fronts to produce a body of work, one might say documentary, movie, etc. It's not likely to be going to be a chick flick. Nonetheless, well, there'll be women that watch it, and there might be some women in there, but at the same time, some fascinating stories there. But these guys were attracted to my life, or this group, and not just when I brought people to justice in the legal platform, but also after plenty of reflections, and there was plenty of mental health challenges, etc., that were part of some of my decision making here. But iIntegrity, I'm sure, will be at the center. Reputation, articulation, it's the only way I do it. And if anything, the audiences will get to hear it from the horse's mouth, and likely many others, because it's just not my story. It's a whole generation story. And as I only have 40 to 50 years left on this earth, and AI is not going to probably be the way to tell the unique story, story that in parts, but I guess I get asked to tell all the time, but this is coming, and it's exciting. Of course, I have in studio your favorite Kelly in studio today, and he wanted to, ask a few questions before I show up in other places answering them, because part of this process is actually now agreeing to be on shows and other places that are very, very interested in hearing the story and whether they're part of it or not. So, hey, Kelly, how you doing? It's like, welcome.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I appreciate you inviting me back. I'm a little let down. It's not going to be a chick flick. I was planning on using it as like a date item, but anyways, it's very interesting. You say a documentary.
You could do a bait and switch. Say, we're going to go see a chick flick, and then it's just old Behar,
Yeah, they're going to be like, don't you know that guy? I'm going to be like, maybe.
Anyway.
But yeah, so it's definitely interesting. You say a documentary and more.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, a lot of things have happened in your life. So when does this documentary or reflection, what does it kind of start? Does it involve your childhood, or what's kind of the jumping point?
That's a great question, because, a lot of things in our history, starting as young kids, play a role in our life in the future, whether it be family-based, neighborhood-based, friends, school. So my guess is, I'm going to kind of just go with the flow, actually, because I know that there's thoughts of where some of my crazy mind came from, let alone just those things that shaped me into whatever the human I am or not today. And some of those are actually, you can call failures or things like that. And, of course, in the world of business, You say, well, you've got to have some failures to get to the win. And, of course, I love winning. But it's about everybody winning. So, yeah, I would imagine there'll be some reference to childhood and some of my even sports activities and such.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, it's going to somewhat start from the beginning or at least early on in your life. So then what topics will you be addressing? Is this going to be focused mainly on business or personal life or all-encompassing?
Yeah, that's good. So, I mean, again, we're just, you know, man is a social being. And there's business, there's personal, there's things that just make up our mental health and our success story. And I'm going to, it's not really a guess. You know, I just am who I am. And a lot of folks do know where the business and businesses have been, whether they were, you know, exited or not, whether my investments were great. But at the same time, I think it's going to be everything baked in. Of course, you know, I like throwing in ion-based words, but I'm sure it's going to be a great bit of ion ingredients. And then the business activity and successes previous to the network growing. And we'll go from there. But, I mean, this is going to be an open book, Kelly. I mean, it's, you know, I look back, and when people ask me questions and then other questions and questions, it's like, okay, this is things that we don't want to forget because it is about people even taking even small bites and helping this help their future and future of gaining success or for them or avoiding, you know, mistakes, whether it be personally or, you know, business and career. And I mean, enjoy that part because I speak on it a fair amount. But in this case, it's like, okay, here's these wrapped together gifts, hopefully, and presents to people. And I'm just going to, you know, tell it like it is and with high level of ion integrity, of course.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you talk about, you know, the trials, tribulations, the learning and development of you as not just a person, but businesses and what you've been involved with. So I know we don't want to get into too in-depth of detail at these early stages, but I would like to ask, what's one nugget you'd like to drop or maybe one of the most important lessons you think you learned maybe early on in your business journey?
Well, you know, I almost go back. I think as I was starting to talk today, Kelly, I mean, some of this is based upon intellectual property. I mean, and ourselves are intellectual property. Our personal brands play a big role in our future and our being both today and tomorrow. And then you could start sprinkling things like reputation and how things are articulated. Of course, I like the word articulation. And at the same time, so, you know, a couple nuggets would, going back to the intellectual property and the Times ripped off people, as earlier mentioned, is people and businesses rip off good things. And sometimes they don't even know that it's somebody else's intellectual property and or their history with it other than, I like this. This is a shiny whatever it is. And, you know, a couple things shaping. This has actually happened in most of the companies I've built or been part of building where, you know, and sometimes the digital space allows the internet enables so many things to be kind of borrowed and stolen and this and that. But in this case, there'll be definitely, I'm sure, a couple of the companies that we've gone after legally who've stolen because some of these things, you know, when you create them yourselves, they are pretty personal. No matter the level of success that you achieve, it's where's the origin. And then it's a matter of, well, I like what I see in that. Let's say, give you the example of a house. Look in the window. Hey, you see a great whatever. Or you see, hey, this is where the cash might be. And you go and, you know, the robber, the burglar is ripping that off and breaking the window. So a couple times this has happened, and you know, some very tiny parts of it, you know, I don't know how much I can again get into because some might seem interesting right now, but maybe later as things are flushed through, they may not be as important. But I mean, even back to my second startup, of course, this first startup, which was in the, of all things, the Greek market, and we just immediately blew up what was the Greek product market in three different campuses, and this is while I was, of course, still at San Diego State. But there was a tendency of the other companies taking other artists' intellectual property. Like, I remember, well, you know, artists that are well known, and you change around a few words, a few designs, and there you have it on the back of a T-shirt because it's a party favor or something. We never did that. This was always about original work and things. So between that and still going pretty far back is seeing in the old iDig days counterfeit goods in Mexico. And I was, jumped off of a cruise ship. We were on a family trip, and I walk into a store, and there it is sitting. It's like, and there was no royalties. There was no agreement to distribute in that country, even though our brand was in hundreds of let's just say dozens of countries, but there was no license agreement. So you go back and say, okay, what is now the mental effect? What is the financial effect of this happening when you're not receiving, dollars and so forth? So I look at those things, and I also look at what is things on a more recent basis, and how things that have occurred with Ion, which I think that this will all kind of come home in terms of people understanding who the network is and what we're made of. And it's exciting, but it's also telling the tale of some tough situations that we basically have had to go after and not defend but actually be a plaintiff in federal court. And that's because some folks on the inside, let alone folks that aren't necessarily entrepreneurial, thinking, hey, gosh, let's kind of steal what this is, they're too small to come after us. And I go back to that because that story is often asked, because there's remains a lot of confusion in the marketplace. In this case, the media space, things in sports. And, my origin, as you may know, Kelly, in sports is pretty significant. And my workflow and success stories. And it's like, well, let's kind of, now bring to surface what this really is like, because it's then those things you'd want to have others avoid going down the track of, even though in today's digital space, it's real easy to duplicate, clone, AI, ... and let alone, hey, this is something that everyone else is sharing, and we can do that too. So it gets pretty interesting on that regard. So
okay, and then just a quick follow-up is just, how do you avoid something like that? Because, nowadays everything's out in the open. There's so many ideas already on the internet. How do you go about starting an original brand nowadays?
Well, okay, so, I mean, it's kind of an interesting segue, right? Because this is also about, how do you start a business? How do you brand a business? And so you have differentiation. And so in that regard, there's kind of a process, a few different processes, of course. First of all is discovering a void. And there's still voids in any market. It's just a matter of, has that void been halfway filled? And you go through the process with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, of course, domain selection, and then, of course, discovering just through the process of even doing the business plan and the marketing plan and strategy, is there truly a void that can be filled, and what is it going to take? What kind of distribution besides what is digital that actually positions the brand for success? And then you make there's risk assessment involved, of course, including what is a financial, financial thing. What is the investment required to make something happen before it turns revenue, and go from there. But I really enjoy that space, and that is actually, part of my contribution with the Student Entrepreneur Academy. And that's a very, very exciting template in terms of the youth starting businesses. And what's youth today? I mean, we're all youthful, but more and more at a younger and younger age is youth. I don't want to say kids, right? But are starting companies, whether it be companies or just digital platforms,
besides being simply influencers, because they got their smartphone working and all that good stuff and e-commerce capabilities that are all over the place. So, and then with that is going back to, okay, so how are we really getting it out there if we don't have a real budget? So that's, you can start to talk about guerrilla marketing and other things besides what is just proper socialization, you know, social media placement and such. And, you know, how you go ahead and create your content. And but it's all got to be born in integrity. And because if anything, you're going to go back and take a look at what you did. And if you can defend it, if you have ripped off somebody else. And yeah. I got to tell you, the stories, and one in particular about a company being so deep in making the mistake of when they ripped us off. You know, and this, we're going to go, I'll tell you what, let's take a little break, go to me the next segment on that. And that's the Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or ION stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Dave Behar Show. And this segment is brought to you by Miracle Noodle. And, of course, Bartender in a Box, and we don't typically do the Bartender Box in studio, but often outside the studio. And, of course, you got to think inside the box and drink inside the box, because that's where the libation is. And we're here talking with, you know, Kelly, and he's all curious about things. That's kind of the soft announcement about where some of this live stuff is headed in moving pictures. And I don't want to forget, though, that I was just reminded, of course, I don't need to be reminded, because tomorrow is indeed the Hermosa Beach Ironman, and that's one of the most incredible events of the year. And both participate in this time around, not because I don't have some level of success, but to judge the Hermosa Beach Ironman. So I was taking a look, and I think we're going to be judging this year and watching and enjoying other people enjoy themselves out in the water, the run, and, of course, the chug. So anyway, that's for 4th of July. It's part of Independence Week on ION. And so, Kelly, you have some more curiosity. Of course, I'm going to do my best to respond and answer. It's almost like here's this show and my show, and it's like you're here and you're asking questions, but that's great because curiosity, and if anything, I can do my best to sort of have folks understand and have you understand what's shaken, and you're curious about things. Let's do it.
Yeah, so this being, you know, about health and wellness, you know, the overarching theme, we got to ask, how does it affect you, you know, your mental state or even physical, you know, when you've been ripped off more than a few times with things that are very personal to you?
Oh, yeah. Well, so it's interesting you're taking that perspective of the mental acuity, et cetera. And, you know, mental acuity is so much out there in this, I guess, the presidential race and such and the debates. And there's really no debate in this case other than, you know, as a CEO, not everything goes the way you plan. You might have an incredible plan, but you don't always have a plan to have folks rip you off. And there's no question that ION, you know, very personal to me, definitely mentally driven because of not just the psychology of it, besides things like content and the platformation. Everything evolves around it that is meant to be positive. It's not meant to consume people like what is another social media platform that does consume, and there's all sorts of things out there that could be troublesome. There's a lot of positives come from the other social media platforms and the media platforms, but mentally speaking, I mean, the amount of time alone and extra hours that I've had that have consumed me have played a role. It's like, okay, I may have worked out a little less. I may have, the word wouldn't be binge eating because I never got, you know, really overweight out of some of this stuff. Of course, a lot of my workflow is, you know, I'm in meetings and I'm at the desk. I do try to stand up and work, which is then part of, you know, trying to deal with what is not just having a sedentative lifestyle, whatever it's called. So I've done my very best to stay on track and to stay organized, because if I hadn't had organization, and then even going back to one of the cases, if I didn't have a couple of incredible law firms representing me and us, I don't even know where I would be today. And there's some interesting stuff, backstories with that, but that's going to have to be, you know, kind of wait in terms of how that's being shared and explained. But, you know, I was literally a CEO. Again, always been like this young CEO and relatively fit and so forth. But I was dealing with these cases, or this one case, for a little over 40 hours average a week with two law firms. And so I wasn't present at running the company, and then did my best to share the direction, live the direction with the team. But there was always this curious. They all needed direction because of what a very unique and outstanding concept and business that ION is and has been and is going. And so, if anything, it's being able to be patient with not always having a doctor in the house. And I say that whatever lightly, because there was never anything really clinical about it. But looking back, there were some depressing moments. And interestingly enough, being the, you know, positive dude that I am, or try to be, right? Or just me. It's part of my DNA and makeup. But the depression was like always there, because I always had to think about more going on, Now, that's not necessarily unique for, let's say, a business professional or someone who has just a big plate that they're trying to, it's overflowing and what do I do next? How do I prioritize things? But that, from a mental standpoint, was a challenge and always did best to steer a straight course and such and just do my best to stay active and do whatever I could to keep a great mental and physical health. And there is some of that reflection on how it did and didn't affect family and family life and where that support, part was, because you really want to have people on the same page with you, whether you're always in communication or not, or living or whatever it is together, kids, offspring, outside core family, friends, of course. You're not bringing them down necessarily, but you do want their support and to understand what you may be going through. So it's not like, because some of these things, you don't wish them to happen to you. If anything, going back to people and companies ripping off good things, and they don't rip off bad things, but it's also, gosh, this is all meant to be next generational, positive, forward thinking, and guess what? Now you have to fight for that, even though, as a founder, and as that first mover or that first position with the intellectual property. So I know the reflection there, it is mental, but it also, it continues to have to remain a priority to continue to drive the brand and those around us, both, at whatever level of the company and in personal life. And of course, emerging out of a few things, indeed, has been really enlightening. So it's, I'm excited for the future, but there's that weight upon your shoulders that was added and does get added when it's not part of your business plan strategy to be ripped off. But hey, we're going to take a little break. It's the Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the Ion Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Wow. Welcome back to the Dave Behar Show, brought to you by SEA, the Student Entrepreneur Academy. Of course, tomorrow is today, and we're really happy to support the Student Entrepreneur Academy and where it's headed. And so, speaking of students, speaking of curious and ambitious folks, Kelly's been asking me about some of this activity and the path we're taking on accepting documentary and et cetera content about my life as well as the business endeavors, Ian, of course, included. And so I know he's just got a bunch of questions, and I'm just, okay, here we go. What do you got for me?
All right, yeah, just to kind of break off into something, I guess, like within ION, is I know ION's involved with, the National Pizza League, American Running League, National Bartending League. I'm sure I'm forgetting, and you would know if there's anything else missing in there. But just you want to touch base on a little bit about maybe the background or kind of like what personally these leagues mean to you?
Yeah, so there's a couple ways of, and I'll do my very best, Kelly, not to speak in code, because some of it is proprietary. Some of it is strategic, and with the audience we have, and that's growing, there's bound to be some, hey, that's another opportunity to, kind of mess around and see what we can do, where I will tell you that all of this is meant to be not just collaborative, of course, I love the term collaboration, but also part of the legacy. Not just my personal legacy, but the company's legacy of what it brings. And really it's about, and then ION Sports, about getting people out there into play and participate and be healthy versus just sit in front of a screen and watch. So in our case, at most levels I've been in what is leading some of the league activity in the hat I wear and the role I play in leading the company, but part of it is that these leagues, the last time I checked our bank account, is we weren't able to afford, let's say, $1 billion to go and make $2 billion. And that's a great investment. And that's, I'm only bringing that in context of what rights fees are for things like, great leagues like the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL. So the leagues that we're involved in are less. There is financial commitments, resource commitments, and that's exciting because there is meant to be a return on those investments by those that are all the different stakeholders. And that's just how we roll. It's not just a one-sided thing like, let's see how much money we can make and others don't. That's not even how it works. And then part of that is, of course, the footprint involved in developing that out, whether it's existing today or not. But, it was interesting going back to the topic of intellectual property and being ripped off. It was interesting. Let's see. I'm going to kind of think back for a moment. But it was barely a year ago that, we discovered that there was a company that and a company that I can tell you is not real happy with them, and we did do some things legally, but they decided they're going to kind of roll out ION Sports. Of course, ION Sports, that's the heart and soul of the network. Of course, we do all sorts of other things that in like nutrition, health, besides sports, and of course, besides being for years in the sports business, both at the event level, the participation level, media, of course. So I immediately connected with, the executives at that network. I said, this isn't going to happen. And was able to, and there was a couple triggers because they were able to get some visibility of them being in rights discussions with organizations that they would like to put on their network. And, so at this point, have sort of been able to deal with that because there's no question there is confusion, and we are ION Sports among just being the original ION network. And at that point, it was like, okay, we have to continue our mission and plan that's been for years in helping organizations succeed, whether it be at the professional level, even where we're media credentialed, but certainly when we're broadcasting, and then also even youth organizations, associations that are more participant-driven versus, let's call it media and brand partner-driven, even though today that's often how you monetize sports or organizations, that through brand partners, and that's certainly in our wheelhouse of bringing great companies and activating them so they get their benefit and success from sales being associated with those properties, with those sports and those organizations. But what happened then really was all that gets could have gotten stolen. And I already gone through a few steals, right? And so I was not going to let that happen again. And at this point, this, you know, the story is still being, of course, written with what our next plans are. When you say leagues, this is nothing new. I mean, I can go back to, I'll call it early days, but we've always been involved in leagues and associations since the turn of the century. And you think that's long ago? You can say the year 2000. Well, that's where we really started getting our bearings and where we started, at least on the intellectual property side and starting to grow as a network. And it's exciting because we remain committed, and I personally am committed to just being that network of champions and having high integrity. So league-wise, we have a great future and are certainly open for other leagues. I think in the previous programs here in studio on the Dave Behar Show, we've talked about a few, but you mentioned a couple, and there's definitely more. You can go to ions.com and kind of take a look. And part of it is that we get started often besides plan and working with the talent in the leagues or internally. And it does start off with things like events and covering the sport between either the competition itself or great interviews that are with the athletes and those that run the league or run those teams. And champion is a great ion word, and it's about winning, and we want to help people win in a big way. And that's both from a participant and athletic and health standpoint, also when it comes to the financial side and helping that be a successful business. So, how's that for a long-winded answer to that league question? But it's interesting because I was thinking, hey, we have our Ion League network and things that we do there, and how about being beleaguered? But you look up beleaguered, and it's I think it's like you're in conflict, and so we don't want to be in conflict. We want to help everyone succeed. And with that said, we're going to end the segment and move on to the next. But this is the Dave Behar Show. You and we will be right back.
See what's next using Collective Intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's Collective Intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in a league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
There's a new street in town, and it's paving the way, Avenue I. AvenueI.com is a great distribution method to grow your digital audience, whether it's a meme, ad, show, video, podcast, or photo. You can choose to increase your audience one town at a time or to thousands of clients in North America, including the ION Network. Plus, you'll get the social media platforms you know and love. Avenue I, easy to use, ready to help you succeed as part of your personal event or business brand. You can even do a test drive. So keep your eye on the road. Visit AvenueI.com.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Dave Behar Show, brought to you by Thoughtify, Thoughtify.com, and of course, Bartender Box. And I just say, shake that box and also think and drink inside the box. Okay, how about that for those guys? But Thoughtify, yeah, you know, it's Thoughtify is about intuition and collective intuition. And what do you want to ask me about that, Kelly?
Well, I just got to ask, what do you see the future then of ION being? The leagues, everything, there's so much going on, right? It's such a beast. I mean, what do you see the ultimate goal and or just, let's say, the next 6 months, year looking like?
Are you talking like literary in terms of what's ahead about this, the story or just our organic business? Because then, of course, intuition, you know, everyone has intuition. Mm-hmm. And collective intuition, you aggregate people's collective thoughts, and that's proven. It's interesting. It's like you look into the science of it all, and this is why I'm really happy to be, you know, part of Thoughtify. And but at the same time, the intuition tells me of what is our success, and then what is success? It's basically hitting all cylinders of the implementation plan, the schedule. Some of it not necessarily being a pivot. It's more like keeping your eye on the ball. Pardon the term, right? But it is keeping focused despite the distractions. Distractions happens to everybody, but when you stay focused, you kind of can put those distractions aside if you are staying organized by plan. And then, you know, again, intuition-wise about where ION is headed with its ventures. You know, again, we have some great people, and we are adding people that have talent. And I'm excited about what is that future because, you know, I'm not that old, but at the same time, I think about what's ahead and those people carrying forth what is the vision. And if they're modifying the vision as it goes based upon what the market is doing, great, as long as it's understood what's ahead and what the possibilities are. Because otherwise, you can just run over. And you can talk about, let's call it, I'm going to bring in AI for a moment, even though I would say that, yeah, there's some intuition about what's happening with AI. And you could go down to what is all the other things going on in the world today and how it relates to AI, or I might call it fake news and using that term, but the tendencies of what could happen based upon what you're already seeing, and then saying, okay, here's the possibilities of what countries are doing and sports teams are doing and all these things. But there is an intuitive aspect, and even like via the app, of predicting what's happening based upon a set of, you can either say algorithms or sets of facts, but it's also truly about the thought process that you don't even necessarily need that to have a sound mind. And I know that being in the prediction space and being a predictor is fascinating. And I know that that's part of our future, because it actually in many ways puts the network into the world's hands, and it is what they make out of it, including what is in a way coming out of our mouths in terms of, let's say, content and articulation, not where it's swayed, but also based upon what is a predictive quality and or a mindset that points to that person being not just talented, but has the experience and know-how from a track record. And then that's also how you surround yourself with, is great minds and predictive minds, at least those that give good feedback as to what is, who we pull together as part of our team leadership and advisory. And the direction is, it's pretty sweet what's ahead for us. And, you know, I'm enthusiastic about it. And so what else you got for me?
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you use...
Does that answer
yeah.
your question?
Yeah, yeah,
good?
Yeah. I mean, it does.
It's kind of in a way vague, and some things you got to be careful about putting out specific plans, because it's almost like, hey, we're going to go ahead and invade, or I invade this territory.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, well, you want to be careful about putting it out there too far, but at the same time, that's where we ask people to get involved and hear what they have to say and be involved in collaboration. And when it comes, again, intuitive and thought, then, everybody has intuition, and I'm happy to have a little bit of that myself.
Okay. And then I guess in a market that is such a monster as far as, like, you know, the network, even, like, social media, all these things already in place, what is, like, the differentiation, using the ION word? How are you going to defer, basically be different than these already existing juggernauts, or how is it moving forward, I guess, is kind of what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What's going to kind of be that?
Well, the evolution is there. It was always there at the beginning. And, we're spending more time on that now based upon what not necessarily has occurred in the market, but it is between content, e-commerce, those things are components of our business and our platform. Is the differentiation, the best way, and one of the single terms is local. Localization, personalization. It's nothing now new in today's social media and market and all the things, including things like retargeting and of course the platform's all algorithm based, and you know what everyone's, you know, on the most part is doing with social media platforms, but it is about hyper target, hyper local, but delivering on those promises. And I will tell you that journalism plays a huge role, because journalism is meant to be grounded in integrity and eye intelligence. And so as long as we can hold true to that form in the different categories of that we're in, and I will say sports is key, but also all the others, family and kids and health and nutrition, fitness, people's lives, and inviting them to join in, including things like uploading video and shows, because we'd love nothing more than to project through what is those opportunities, because there's millions of content creators, then that's our direction. And local is key, because that's where affinities are, that's where neighborhoods is, where families live, and we live. So and every town has their own personality and affinity. But I appreciate the questions, and I hope I've done okay with answering. But hey, it's the Dave Behar Show. We'll be right back.
NationalPizzaLeague.com is the one and only league for pizza lovers, fans, and pizza chefs who produce the pies you crave. Each National Pizza League licensee goes through a series of tests, yes, including a taste test, in order to qualify to be in the league. Visit NationalPizzaLeague.com and check out the all-star lineup and check to see if your local pizzeria or Italian restaurant is in the league by looking for the National Pizza League authorized logo. If not, get them to join at NationalPizzaLeague.com. That's NationalPizzaLeague.com.
See what's next using collective intuition. The Thoughtify app is an app found at Apple, Google Play, or Ion stores. Thoughtify's collective intuition monitors the intuitive perception of the crowds, and you can be part of it. Join thought leaders, influencers, scientists, mathematicians, and marketing experts on the Thoughtify app. Discover how your intuition compares with others and help the collective predict and forecast events. And who knows, your foresight may put you in the World Intuition League. Find out more at Thoughtify.com and download the app now.
Treat 8 to 10 of your friends to your favorite bartender. Bartender in a Box, that is. Margaritas, Mai Tais, Daiquiris, Paloma, and more. Bartender in a Box is available at your favorite grocery or convenience store or wherever you buy your adult libations. Your choice. Spend lots of money for one drink at a bar or buy Bartender in a Box. You'll spend less than $20 and treat 8 to 10 people to the premium flavors of Bartender in a Box. Ask for it at your local spirits retailer, Bartender in a Box.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
All right, welcome back to the Dave Behar Show. Hey, it is, of course, Independence Week, and how cool is that? And I hope you're going to have a great rest of the week and month. And we're going to finish off with an ion word. I'm going to point over to Kelly. Kelly, you've got to have a favorite ion word on during Independence Week.
Oh, my God. It's almost impossible to choose from. No, I'm I'm just kidding. I would say probably – I just heard this I would say probably celebration. I mean, we're talking 4th of July. I'm going down to San Diego, going to see one of my good old friends – have a couple Ronas and just, you know, have a good time. Just relax. So I would say celebration. It's all about celebrating the goodness in life, right?
You gonna watch some fireworks or the new digital fireworks?
I actually
drone fireworks.
I don't know because we're gonna be in at a house in Coronado.
Uh-huh, cool.
If there's fireworks around there, I guess. Me personally, I've never been a huge fireworks guy. Not a hater, but I could be indifferent to them.
All right, let's not hate. Hey, it's a Dave Behar. Thanks for joining us for this hour and. Stay cool. Have a hot summer.